It's American Samoa's Best Music Mix, 93KHJ, Ty Amanuia, and happy Friday as we head into a three-day weekend. We want to welcome our partners from the Community Cancer Coalition, Executive Director, Va'a Tofayono. Good morning, Va'a.
Morning. Morning, Ty. Morning, everyone.
Good to have you in studio here.
Thanks. Good to be here.
And we also want to welcome back Tina Tavana from BYU University, who is a partner with the Coalition. Good morning, Tina. Good to see you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we'll just go ahead and kind of turn the floor over to you. I understand that you've been with us before talking about fairs, and I think that's sort of what we're revisiting today, right?
Yes, we are back. This is our third year in partnership with the Cancer Coalition. We conduct what we call brain health fairs. It's a brain health initiative for us to help understand Alzheimer's disease and related dementias in our community. So it's an educational fair workshop as well as a research one.
I see. And when and where will this be happening?
So we have five events that we are doing this year, starting on Monday. We'll be in Manu'a. So we're excited to be going over to Manu'a.
Wow, cool. That's fun.
Yeah. So Monday, May 25th, we'll be at the Fitiuta Lodge from 10:30 to 3. And then May 26th at Maui Family Guest House in Tau'u from 9 to 3. Then we'll be back in Tutuila on Wednesday, May 27th at Fatuaina Hall from 11 to 1. May 28th, we are grateful to be partnering with the Veterans Affairs. And so we'll be there from 9 to 1 p.m. And then Friday, May 29th at the Bava'i'i Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Chapel from 9 to 11.
Now, when you have these fairs, what's the objective?
So the objective is, I'll give you eligibility criteria first, if that's okay.
Sure.
You have to be 50 years and older. Pacific participated in the past couple of years that we've been here.
Now, do you have an incentive to get people to turn out for that, or just the love of community?
The love of community is great.
Yeah.
It is an incentive as well as and a meal. So we do provide a meal for you, too.
Okay. All right. Like a real meal, or is it like
a real meal?
Like one and a half lumpias from the XY. Okay, no, don't do that. Yeah. All right. So you'll get a meal out of the deal. And then how long does it take to do the survey?
So it takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours. So please come early if you want to get out. But it's a series of cognitive assessments as well as just collecting data on modifiable risk factors that could contribute to dementia.
What would be a modifiable risk factor?
Weight. We do a diet survey, right? You have to be able to eat right. We do.
Could that affect
your risk? Yes.
Really?
Yes.
The food that you eat?
Yes.
No kidding. Okay. Yep. Like, what is bad food that would possibly give you dementia?
Fatty food.
Okay.
Too much sugar. Right.
So food that's bad for you.
Food that's bad for you is bad for your brain, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And so outside of that, is there anything else that you feel like people ought to know about before they head in there?
Yes, we do collect a blood sample. So please come ready to give a blood sample, drink lots of water. I'm a geneticist, so we do some genetic testing on your blood.
Now, do you think that there is a correlation between being Polynesian and having a higher risk of getting dementia?
That's what our study's yep. about.
Have you found anything out so far that suggests that?
There is we've been looking at APOE4, which is the strongest genetic risk factor.
What's it called?
APOE4.
And what's that?
So it's a version of the APOE gene, which we all have.
All Polynesians or all humans?
People, all humans.
Okay.
All humans have. The version that we're looking for is the bad risk version, which is the E4 version. And we've looked at that, both our study and Va'a's study have looked at that version of the gene specifically. And it's higher in frequency in Pacific Islanders, which would suggest that we have a higher risk for dementia, but we haven't seen a correlation between that variant and dementia, which is good for us, right? I have two copies of that bad gene, so I was just like, oh no, I'm gonna get dementia. But it doesn't mean the same for Pacific Islanders, which is great. But we're still getting the disease. So the next step is, what is driving this, right? What's causing dementia in our populations, which is why we need your blood and all of the information that we're collecting there.
Do you think it's more prevalent between like Polynesians versus Palangis or Asians or?
We don't know that yet. That's why we're doing this study.
Okay. Yeah.
Because there's such a huge knowledge gap between
like that population and versus other smaller populations and stuff. That's why we have to do these research studies to understand more about that.
The knowledge gap, meaning that the data just doesn't exist?
Right.
Correct.
This is the first time.
Right.
This is like going to the moon for the first time, huh? You're discovering new things about, you know, that have never been learned before. That,
yeah.
Like right. You said, probably, you know, and the states were, you know, they were looking at this in back in the 40s.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why we need everybody, right?
Yeah.
We need everybody to come and participate.
Are they coming to participate?
They are. There's always been a very good rate of people that come in, and they're very accommodating. They're glad to be there and participate, because how we set it up is we have like stations for each assessment, so they can go around to each table and then they complete all. They're given a passport. And each passport, we write down the scores of their cognitive assessments.
It's like a scavenger hunt.
Kind of, yeah. And then
fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
We try to make it fun for them, and then so that way they can take their passport and they can give that passport to their doctors and say that, okay, this is what I got for these scores. They can use it as something actionable towards their health.
Right. And so, do they have to go in for something completely different? They say, hey, I got this done.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So I think that's another good thing about the Brain Health Fair.
And it sounds like you make it enticing enough, and between that and just people wanting to know if they have dementia or not. I mean,
yeah, I mean, it's kind of just like in the overall sense of their brain health, and I know we talk about the Alzheimer's disease and related dementia, but there's the over-encompassing part of brain health too. So it's a good kind of litmus test for them, for the participants who come in.
Okay. All right, interesting. Yeah, there's all this. The brain is faces. It feels like so many more new stimulants now.
Yeah,
like phones.
We don't know.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of stuff we don't know.
Or even how we learn now. You know, like AI. Like, I can just go on ChatGPT and be like, "Tell me what happened in this movie or this book," and give me the cliff notes. Versus back in the day, you'd have to like read it and, you know, digest it all. Like probably when you went to school for all this, right? Are you a doctor? Do you have a PhD?
I have a PhD.
Yeah, you probably couldn't, you know. But I mean, how do you get your PhD now, though? You might be able to just be like, all right, Siri, give me the cliff notes for brain health study and, you know.
Yeah, but knowing, sources are important, right?
Yeah.
Knowing exactly where to get the answers. So it's, you still need science.
Okay, good. Yeah. No, I'm a big advocate. I think that AI is making us, it's making us dumb. Smartphones are making us dumb. Yeah, we just don't think critically like we used to, but I don't know.
Yep.
It's a weird time to be living in right now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm hearing all these, not just go off on AI, but I'm sure you guys follow this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of these tech companies now are cutting jobs. And they're like, you know, we can just replace you with a robot. And so, like, what do you do when you get out in the workforce? And, you know,
yeah, so
yeah,
it's a dilemma.
It is, yeah. But anyhow, you got the weekend, and then Monday. You said you're in Manoa.
Monday, we're in Manoa
for the holiday, and then you're there Tuesday, and then you're back on Tutuila on Wednesday. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And you get a good meal out of it, and you get to support the Polynesian study of brain health for senior citizens.
Correct.
Yeah.
What did you say the age?
50 and older.
50 and older.
Yes.
We also want to make sure we always get.
I think we're eligible.
Well, not yet.
Soon, dude. I'm gonna be.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
But we always have a good contingent of Samoans that show up too. But we also want to help promote and welcome the other Polynesian groups that we have on island, with Fijians, Tongans, that are very important too to understand and get knowledge about this as well. So
I was going to ask: is it open ended then to all Pacific Islanders or just
All Pacific Islanders? Yeah. So shout out to our Tongan contingency that were there last year. Please come out again and
Fijians too.
Fijians,
all right, because they're Melanesians, not quite Polynesian, but okay.
Pacific Islanders.
All right, got it. Okay. And our Rotumans, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey. All right. Very cool. Well, thanks for that. And we wish you have a great Memorial Day weekend and safe travels. Are you going over? Are you making the trip to the kingdom?
No, not. I won't be going, but I'll be back. Or when they come back, we'll.
Okay. You're getting everything fixed up on this side, huh?
Yeah. We'll be
okay.
We're the setup crew for when they come back.
Tina, great to see you again.
Thank you. You too, John. Thanks for having us.
Back after this.
Thanks, John.